Hello, everybody. I just want to give a quick summary of yesterday, since the one that I uploaded last night wasn't very good. Anyway, so I wound up going to this place called Hill Street Blues in the Red Light District, which was a coffee shop. I got something from there called Blue Cheese, which people keep telling me here is really good. It was pretty good. It was a very relaxing high. It was nice. The thing is, the Hill Street Blues is called that because it's located right next to a former police station. And so they call it Hill Street Blues. Anyways, it was a pretty nice place. I had couches. They were playing drum and bass music, which I thought was phenomenal. Nobody does that anymore these days. And so I sit in this corner of couches, and these four British kids come in. They sit with me, we start talking. I think the one guy's name was Jim and the other one was Simon. I've been noticing most of the English people I meet here have very stereotypical English names, like Saxon, Simon, you know, Winston, like shit like that. I don't know, it's very odd, but it was nice. They were talking to me, I gave them some hits off my weed. Oh no, I was smoking Super Lemon Haze with them. And they never had that before. They were pretty blown out by it. They let me do some bong hits off their bong, which was cool. Of course, observing if they're sick or not, because you don't want to do bong hits off a pipe where you know somebody's been sick. What else was there? Yeah, it was funny. I talked to those guys for like an hour about everything. I learned a lot about the British cannabis thing. Where were they? They were from Brighton, I think. And these guys told me how much weed costs in England. You think weed's expensive in America, which is about $400 an ounce? In the UK, and this is with so-so good weed, not even that good, like decent, not great, decent weed, you're paying upwards to £350 sterling. I'm like, are you people fucking crazy? I was like, he goes, yeah, man. They're like, no, it's like, that's how expensive weed is over there. Because they generally shut down marijuana grow-ups over there pretty quickly over there. Because in England, no one dares. And I guess they have a bit more invasion of privacy to allow you to check receipts and stuff like that. And to see who bought what and how many kilowatts of power you're using, I guess. So you can't run a few 1,000-watt lights in a flat. It's not possible. You'd have to disguise it underneath a business or something like that. But anyways, I was pretty shocked when they told me that, because I was actually pretty shocked when they told me that. Like, £350, that's almost $540 Canadian for an ounce. That's half a brick. That's the price of half a brick in Canada. That's ridiculous. Anyways, when I told them how much weed costs in Canada, which was like, if you're out in Toronto, you're looking at paying, for top quality, you're looking at paying about $240 an ounce, tops, and I mean tops, that's the ceiling. Usually you'll pay around $200 to $220. They had their minds blown. They're like, what? That's how much? Is that how much it costs, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, and because Canada is the cheapest one for weed in North America, unless you go into Mexico, where you can get like $16 ounces, which are garbage weed. Anyway, so then I told them about Vancouver, and that you could probably get an ounce out there for $160, which would be probably about 75 quid UK money. And they were amazed by it. So these guys, I can tell these guys were backpacking. I think they're going to probably be planning a trip through Canada. I really wish some of these people had Facebook and I could add them. I've noticed most stoners don't use Facebook, not in Europe. Like, they're really scared and paranoid about getting busted up here. On the other hand, I can understand. I mean, you got high sentences and shit like that up here for pot possession in the UK, especially. It's a Schedule B drug, which puts it like in the same bracket as meth. It's not a Schedule A, which they said was like heroin and all that stuff. It's Schedule B, but you still get it up the ass pretty much over there. Anyways, it looks like I'm going to make this a two-parter. I hope I can upload. So until then, I'll be right back.